Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Earth and Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay? Hey, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Hey, I hear you loud and clear. And folks, most importantly, they can hear you right here on Block Talk Radio.
Okay.
So, what's going on, man?
Going good. Just watching the replay of Raw from this past Monday.
Right, and as usual, we'll talk about Raw, more about Raw and what's going on in sports entertainment at the end of the show. We're gonna talk. We're gonna lead off with the Olympics. The closing ceremony should be going on as we speak. We'll talk about that. Of course, we're gonna be talking about the men's basketball team. They won gold a day after the women won gold. We'll discuss that. We'll give you pretty much a summary of what went down in the Olympics, which all Americans can definitely be proud of, their performances. Then we'll shift gears, talk a little. Of course, we'll segue right into the Dwight Howard trade going to L.A. and how that impacts the NBA, especially the Knicks and Nets of the local teams here. Then we'll talk Mets and Yankees, of course. At Ace returns to Flushing. And, of course, as you all know, an ace in the Bronx have just went down with an injury. We'll discuss that momentarily. Talk a little preseason, game ones of the preseasons of the Jets in Cincinnati. And, of course, the Giants also played a couple of days ago. We'll discuss that also. And then we'll talk sports entertainment, what went down on Raw, SmackDown. And, of course, folks, we can't do this show without you. So make your voices count. The number is 917-388-4189. That's what 917-388-4189. And feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So let's lead off with the Olympics here. What a performance, man, by the American.
Yep.
USA.
Basketball.
And, man, we won at least 110 medals?
The U.S.? Yeah. Altogether, I think we're up there about 114, I think.
Yeah. And our gold, we're probably like 90 or a little over that.
The gold is like 46.
Oh, 46.
The gold.
Oh.
We have 46 gold, 29 silver, 29 bronze.
Yeah, I saw wrong when I saw 90.
Yeah. Probably
but,
in total, but no, not 90 gold. No one has near 90 now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be winning almost every competition.
I must have saw wrong. But anyway, you know, U.S. has been dominating in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the men's, like we alluded in the show, the men's won today. Won the gold, back-to-back gold championship medals from U.S. Redeem of last year and pretty much... this year's team, Dream Team, 20th year anniversary reboot. You know they came through.
They did. They definitely did. I mean, they were down early, by Spain. Spain has Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol and
Serge Ibaka. Weirdly enough, I mean, he's from the Congo. I mean, why is he on the Spanish team?
I guess he plays for Spain in the off season. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did get a silver medal for his trouble, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between this team, U.S. team, and the Dream Team 20 years ago was, of course, the competition. I mean, the games they had to fight it out. I mean, the Dream Team, I mean, literally dominated the competition. There was no competition, really. I mean, in the Olympics 20 years ago. This year, I mean, you actually have on some teams like at least 2 to 4 NBA players or former NBA players on the, you know, on practically every team now.
Yep. Well, it's tougher.
Yeah, it's definitely tougher.
This final game was definitely. It was tough for the U.S. At one point, I thought they might lose because, you know.
I thought so, too.
Spain was not giving up.
Yeah, it was kind of like the, which one am I thinking of? Was it Lithuania? I think the Lithuania and the Argentinian game, maybe I'm thinking of?
Yeah, I think it was Lithuania, yeah.
Yeah, right, Lithuania. That was exactly last week ago.
Right.
Yeah, they at some points they led the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, U.S. in the end, the fourth quarter, you know, they blew out the team.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's the competition in the the NBA Olympics. I mean, they've definitely improved on their playing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
LeBron stepped up at the end there.
Oh yeah, Carmelo. I mean, he's been nursing a hamstring injury throughout this playoffs and. Towards the end, it looks like it acted up. And I think someone fouled him. He tried to shoot a three, but someone fouled him, and he landed awkwardly, and that, like, re-aggravated it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, Yeah, you got to give credit to LeBron. I mean, he's having the best professional, season of his life right now.
Yeah, this is by far his best season.
Yeah, he won the gold medal and he won the NBA championship, which was elusive to him until this year.
It was NBA MVP.
NBA MVP. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, you know, he's having that season.
Yep.
A dream season.
Yep, definitely. This was his best season, and he stepped up near that end. He finished with 19 points.
Yep.
Today.
And you know what's the weird thing I found out? Mike Krzyzewski, of course, the legendary Duke college basketball coach. He is the head coach of the team. And I heard after the game that the coach doesn't get a gold medal. Only the players do.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Didn't they get a gold medal too? I mean.
They should.
I mean, come on.
Very odd, but I don't get it. I guess the only, you know, it's
just
an Olympic
pride.
Thing, so they only honor the athletes, you know.
I suppose so, yeah. But congratulations to him and, you know, the whole coaching staff, including the former Knick coach, Mike D'Antoni is on that team also.
Yep.
And look, who would have thought Carmelo and him coexisted?
Yeah, that was a very – he did a good job. He did a good job during this Olympics, coaching the guys, him and Krzyzewski and the other coach. I think Nate McMillan was on the coach too, was
I
one of the coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who would have thought, man? Who would have thought in a million years me and you would be rooting for LeBron and Kobe to win something?
Yep, exactly.
But that's what happens, man, when you have USA in front of the jersey, man. That's all that matters right there.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, you know, world competition, you know, you got to check your egos aside. And you could see the guys, they were actually playing for each other. Kobe and Carmelo, I mean, guys who are allergic to passing the ball. I mean, they're dishing and swishing, like the legendary Walt Clyde Frazier says.
Yep.
I mean, they were really a cohesive unit out there.
Yeah, they played great together as a team. You know, they cheered for each other whenever someone made a basket.
Yeah.
Plus shots, playing team defense. It was good to watch. It was fun to watch them play.
Definitely. And switching gears for a couple of moments to segue with Kobe Bryant's, Olympic championship.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new teammate in L.A.
Yep, the Lakers.
Dwight Howard, as we predicted for over a year ago, Dwight Howard is now officially a Laker.
It was bound to happen. You know, all those rumors in
this
offseason, that he is most likely going to go to L.A. and finally with them now.
Yeah. Well, everybody is saying, oh, he's definitely going to come. Dwight Howard's definitely going to come to Brooklyn. He's definitely coming to Brooklyn. Oh, the deal's close.
Yep.
But, I mean, Like I felt, until it's official, it's not official until it's official, so.
Right, right.
And Lakers, I mean, they have, I mean, my goodness, I mean, that's the place where centers go to win their championships. I mean, Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, of course, well, Dwight will be soon. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of the all-time great centers have played with L.A. Like you said, Chamberlain, George Mikan, Kareem Abdul, Shaquille, and now Dwight. So he joins that list.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's huge. I mean, they practically got everybody except for Ewing and David Robinson and Elijah one. I mean, other than that, they practically got every legendary center there is to get.
Pretty much, yep.
I mean, my goodness.
But Dwight is not going to start the season because he's going to be on the injured list because of an injury that
back
he
surgery, right.
you know, because of the back surgery. So,
but man, yeah. I mean, that team is scary, man.
It is.
That's like an Olympic team in LA. You got Nash,
yep.
Which he is. I mean, I know he is up there, you know, but I mean, Nash is Nash. You know, he's gonna be a double double guy, and lead the league in assists. And you got, of course, Kobe, which, I mean, this dude's a 5-time champion and all time great. I mean, we don't even have to get into details about Kobe. I mean, everybody knows about Kobe. And then you got, they got Gasol, who, I mean, won a bronze medal and 2 championship with the Lakers a couple of years ago. And now you got Dwight Howard. I mean, this guy, I mean, if he's healthy, which everybody expects him to be when he returns, I mean, that's a important lineup. And then you got an enforcer in Metta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, who could be that, you know, that Dennis Rodman type guy who could knock down an occasional 3.
Yep.
You know, that's a tough team to deal with.
They're going to be tough when the season starts. Yeah, definitely.
Shoot, they're the favorites. I mean, sorry, he just got knocked down just, a bit, you know. Now they're number 2.
Yeah, they're going to be tough, but I still think the Thunder are the team to beat.
Well,
team to beat in the West, you know.
Well, I mean, you have a point there, because, I mean, you got to give Thunder their props. I mean, they had that near magical run. I mean, all they needed was that championship, you know. But,
yeah,
you're right. I mean, Thunder, I mean, they earned it. I mean, so on paper, they should still be the champs, because, I mean, they made it to the NBA Finals. So you got to give them props for that. And Durant, I mean, this guy had a huge game today, too, in the Olympics.
Yeah. 30 points, right?
Yeah, and he's, scoring champion, 3 years in a row?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And this guy, man.
Unconscious today.
I know, man. He was so unconscious, I thought he was going to be in a coma. But, you know, that was a great win by the Olympics team. Other great stuff, I mean, they had Usain Bolt is still the fastest man alive.
Yep.
The women relay team, they set records also.
Yeah.
And of course, like a week ago, the women's gymnast team, they won, and Gabby won all around in gymnastics. I mean, you've been pretty much dominating. But of course, the U.S. soccer team, women's soccer team, they won.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else.
Did you say the women's basketball? You said that, right?
I think we mentioned that earlier, but yeah, they won also yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been dominating practically every sport, pretty much.
Whooping ass. Whooping ass and taking names. Yep.
We got that ESP thing going again.
Yep. Hey, we have a caller on the line. We'll be going to the caller.
Yeah, let's take the caller. Let's get their voice heard here.
Okay.
Hello, you guys. Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
So,
your name, caller?
Chandra.
Hey, what's up, Chandra? What's going on?
You guys? I'm fine. So, you guys know in the Olympics, America won for basketball.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that. They won the Olympics. They redeemed themselves 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Playing really well, and they deserved it. Yeah, whooped some ass and took some names, and I like the way they beat the Nigerians. That was funny. Forced the Nigerians into submission.
Hey,
now you know what it's
like.
Nigerians
like.
Go
it's,
back.
It's Degrassi. It's a good show.
Yeah.
What happened?
There's a good show that I like. It's called Degrassi. I'm hooked on it.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
Hey,
Macaulay,
you
watch
that
Olympics.
Show?
What was that?
Does Macaulay watch the show?
Yes, I've seen the show before.
No, not William.
Really.
I know William watches it.
What does that have to do with the Olympics? What does it have to do with the Olympics?
Nothing. It's a more interesting topic. Duh.
Is there any sport? Anything you'd like to
talk
about?
Let's
talk
about wrestling.
All right, let's talk about that. You know, next
Booker
next
T
week
is now
the
GM.
Yeah, yes,
he did a spin-a-rooney with his tuxedo. It almost ripped.
By the way, who do you think has been the better manager, AJ or Booker T?
AJ or Booker T? AJ.
That's a good question.
I think AJ.
Probably AJ. Yeah. Because, I mean, other than this week, I mean, he hasn't really did anything memorable.
Right.
But, yeah, I'd say AJ.
Thanks, you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. But the grass is a good
show.
You guys should watch it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
We'll watch Degrassi.
All right, good.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Hey, folks, you know, you got the number, and feel free to call in and let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Now let's switch gears to the Yankees. Yankees, they had a huge loss. CeCe Sabathia is out. He's on the DL. And obviously, you know, this guy has been durable. I think he's thrown more innings. No one's thrown more innings than he has since 07. So, you know, eventually he was going to eventually break down. Not to mention he's had some weight issues, especially these last couple of years. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, he was complaining about some arm stiffness. So as a precaution, they're putting him on the 15-day DL, you know, just to check, do some tests on him to see, you know, if there's anything serious. But right now, it doesn't look like anything serious. Just some arm stiffness that he's been suffering from. So they put him on the 15-day DL. They acquired Derek Lowe, who was with what team was he with?
He was with the Braves. Was he with Indians? Was he with Indians?
Yeah. He was with the Indians this season. He started his season 6-1. But,
yeah, he was also with Red Sox, too, through a no-hitter.
Right. But this season he was with the Indians, and they waived him because he's been struggling of late. But Yankees are going to take a chance with him, and they could use him either as a relief starter or a bullpen guy. So,
yeah.
I think he'll bring experience to our team, and I think it's a good move. No?
Yeah, it is a good move. I mean, he's a former starter and a closer, so, I mean –
yeah,
he's been in pressure situation, and of course, being a former Red Sox, I mean, he's used to the whole Red Sox Yankee rivalry. So
yeah.
I mean, he's proven that he could, you know, he can handle, you know, the pressure.
Yeah, he's proven that he's clutch in the postseason. You know, pitching with the Dodgers and the Red Sox. So he has the mental toughness. So I'm for it. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think it's a good move too. I mean. For years, I wanted the Mets to go after that guy. But, you know, it's a good move. I mean, I know he's getting, you know, up there in age. But, you know, I think it's a good move. You know, if he still has something left, you know, you could catch lightning in a bottle. If not, if he's washed up, you could just easily release him and that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great move. I believe, speaking of the Yankees, I believe you guys lost the Blue Jays 10-7 today, right?
Yeah, it was a slugfest. Phil Hughes didn't have it today, and I don't know why Girardi kept him in there to get rocked. But he got in trouble in the first inning, but he only managed to allow one run. But in the fourth inning, he gave up a few two out hits, and you know by the time the fourth inning was over, we were down like 7-0. So you know when the pitcher puts us in the hole like that, I mean it's tough to come back from. But Yankees. With their opponent offense, they try their best to come back, and they almost won this game still, you know, but they fell short 10-7, and they end up losing this final game of the series, although they won 2 out of 3, and they had to, on Monday, they play the Texas Rangers, so that'll be a battle of first-place teams looking for the best record in the American League, so... That'll be another tough one for the Yankees. So, but a tough loss, but you know, we still won the series. And hopefully Hughes bounces back. You know, he's been struggling of late, two straight horrible losses. So I hope he can bounce back from this.
Yeah, he definitely should. And, Rangers versus Yankees this week coming up. It should be a postseason rematch.
Yeah, four-game series.
Or a potential precursor to this upcoming postseason.
Yep.
Exactly. Never know. And speaking of New York teams allowing their pitcher get rocked, yesterday, Johan Santana, his first start coming off the DL, he only got four outs. He gave up eight runs. He went one and a third, gave up like eight runs. How many hits? I forgot, like 8 to 11 hits. I forgot the exact number. Mm-hmm. And he clearly did not have it. There's no easy way of putting it.
Yeah.
This might have been his shortest outing of his career, if I'm not mistaken. And weirdly enough, I mean, he was throwing 90 on the fastball, and for him, I mean, after 08, he hasn't really thrown his fastball that hard. But the only problem is that he didn't have command of his secondary off-speed pitches, and they were all being left right down the middle. And if you know in baseball, if you leave pitches right down the middle and you don't have command, you're in trouble.
You're gonna get hit hard.
Oh yeah, and hard they did, man. And the Mets are gonna play later tonight at 8:00. It's gonna be Nice versus Ben Sheets, the former ace of the Brewers. So Mets are trying to avoid getting swept, and it's not looking good. I mean, you know, excuse me. Usually I'm optimistic, but I don't know. You know, I always, like the saying goes, you got to believe. But, man, after the second half, man, they really tailspinned out of this wild card race.
They've been struggling. They're, what, 9 games back in the wild card right now?
Man, they're way past that. They're like, I think, 15 or something. I don't even remember, to be honest with you. They just keep losing and losing and losing. I mean, the only good game they've had that they won was Ari Dickey having a bounce-back game, and he won his 15th. And rightfully so, the Mets are not going to make him pitch on short rest. They're going to make him pitch on regular 4 days of rest. So, you know, if he gets 20, which the way at the pace he's doing it, he should naturally get it.
Right.
It's best that they leave him like that. Plus, we're not in a playoff hunt. Two, I mean, the guy's like 36 years old, so you don't want to injure this guy. You don't want to get him off a rhythm, having
right.
him pitch on early, you know, on 3 days rest or
right.
a day rest or whatever. So, short show. Time flies by when you're talking to the wonderful listeners on the show. But let's start up the WWE quickly.
Sure.
What happened on Raw? Oh yeah, Shawn Michaels. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was gonna say Bryan versus John Cena, but that was later in the match. Later on Raw.
Right, Cena fought Daniel Bryan in the main event. Cena of course won. You know, the Attitude Adjustment. Last week,
oh, yeah.
Over them, and then Big Show knocked out CM Punk and Cena. Prior to that, See you guys next week.